everyone loves soup. And so far we've covered the stock. We've looked at the sort of more gutsy type of soups. And now let's have a look at some of those really delicious, like a miso soup. You'd use about a litre of veggie stock or chicken stock, about 2 tablespoons of white miso paste, 2 centimetres of fresh ginger, which I just love and grate that. A couple of spring onions, you can put some shell peas in there, edamame peas, you can have bok choy, whatever you like. But the thing is about this, you're just putting the stock, the paste and a cup of water into a large saucepan, bring it to the boil, add the ginger and 3/4 of the onion to the stock mixture and reduce. And let it simmer for about 5 minutes and then start to add your veggies. You can put tofu in there, you can put dumplings in there. But when you serve it, make sure that you be generous with the veggies so you end up with a really good combination of some tofu or dumplings, whatever, which way you're going to go with that, some pak choy or some bok choy. Top it with a little bit of the pickled ginger and maybe even some crispy seaweed, because it is delicious like that. One thing I like to do is I got myself a dumpling press last year, and it's one of those things that this time of year, you know, people think prawn meat's expensive, but it's not. But you can get some prawn meat, for example, and just grate some fresh ginger in there, maybe just a little bit of sesame seed, and just stand there for half an hour and just it. You can make a whole packet of a dumpling dough into little dumplings just by pressing. It's just so quick. I know that it's great to do the hand, but I've found that this makes perfect dumplings, but the process is so fast. Another thing I like to use is pork mince to make dumplings, because it goes well into a chicken stock or a miso stock. And with, if I'm using the chicken mince, it can be a funny thing to work with, but I use just an egg white, a little bit of corn flour, and then I grate in my ginger, I grate in my garlic, and you know, you might want to put different combinations, maybe some sesame seeds in there, and then you've got those into a dumpling. You can make them into a little tiny pork ball and drop them into a stock. These are all going to add flavour, and they're just delicious. A chicken and a corn soup, how delicious is that? We forget sometimes, if you've got your stock made, basically you're going to be using some shredded chicken. So if you buy a chicken or roasted chicken, keep a little bit of that shredded, or if you've actually done the Asian poached chicken, keep some of that chicken meat. Using about 2 cups of chicken stock, about 125 grams of corn kernels, use tinned if you like, and also add about 420 grams of cream corn and just cook that off as a soup. This is going to give you that really delicious flavour. And I sort of always think that I love the Chinese corn soup. This is a more comforting, a fuller type of soup, which I think would be really good for the winter. And a great recipe I saw the other day was using barley. And barley is, it's a real comfort taste. And this particular recipe, which I'm going to actually introduce into one of my repertoires because it looks and tastes fantastic, is you put about 1/2 cup of barley, some leeks, some chicken thigh and some stock, and you're going to just poach that all off, shred the chicken, put it back in, and just make sure that it's a really lovely, big, full, thick soup. One thing to go on top, and don't forget about, is using your pestos and change it around a little bit. You don't necessarily just have to use your basil. You can use coriander. But another thing that I read about the other day is the French use a combination. It's a zingy mustard sauce, and they use about 50 grams of parsley, two of garlic, some walnuts, a little bit of tarragon, 2 teaspoons of Dijon, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice and 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And that creates like a pesto-y style. But imagine that on top of a really good chowder. because you've got all those umami flavours. And I think these are just nice comfort foods. I hope you enjoy, and I hope you've enjoyed being with Annette from Community Kitchen.